You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Yeehaw! There we go. Okay, always helps to click on. I know we're live. Okay, let's do it again. give it a rip, Al.
Yeehaw!
Hey, it's cold me? Outside. Yeah, I can hear you. Just my button was frozen. So leave it there. How are you? Staying warm?
I'm doing my best, but I got to tell you, we're going to talk to we're going to be talking to Jonathan Schlu later, and he was talking about a little experiment we could try. Shut off your furnace and see how long you can last. Oh my God, it's kind of crazy, eh?
Yeah, it is. It's they say it's the coldest day we've had probably in 20 years, and we were just talking off the air in the semi-green room. Mm-hmm. I got a couple buddies of mine who are going out of the Buffalo Bills game tonight.
Really? I think they need to have their head examined. Seriously.
Well, they're having their head examined, but they're taking a couple libations of Crown Royal, three bottles, and I think they're going to stay over because I think you got 72 hours before you can come back, so there's no testing there, but it's going to be a cold one. Anyway, we've got a great show to try and warm you up, if we can. Andy Kapadoukakis is going to join us from LeaseBusters. Because there's some interesting changes going on, especially if you have a lease right now or are looking to get out of it, you're going to make some money. He'll tell you more about that. Mm-hmm. Who else is coming on, Al? Who else do we got?
We got Joey Gagné from Abrams Towing. There are new rules about towing. They're trying to eliminate the chaser business, those rotten guys who sit down the side of the road and try to hunt down a car accident. So that's a good thing. Been all kinds of bad stuff going on with that. Yeah, and we got Jonathan Schlu. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's an interesting thing with Abrams that Joey will get into about how easy this has become to get yourself a tow that's safe, and he'll get into that later on. Plus, as you just mentioned, Jonathan Schlu's got a great deal for you on a car generator. All right, this is a killer deal, probably the best we've had on since we've had him on for 3 years. And for those who have been writing in and calling and asking, where is he? Dave has unfortunately come down with COVID. And he is resting. It hit him pretty hard. So we know he's a fighter, right? So we hope to have him back on with us because I know he's probably propped up with a cup of coffee going, they didn't mention my name yet. but he will be on hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
It is called Dave's Corner Garage, you know.
Well, yes, I know you and your wife were trying to change that name, but that's not...
Well, except Dave's sitting in the corner and the referee's calling him to come out, but he just can't, doesn't have it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You got to be really careful. I mean, especially if you have it. I mean, everybody's really concerned about this cold weather. We got to tip our hats, especially today, to anybody who's a fireman, paramedic, and to work in this kind of cold is really, really tough.
Oh, I know. As soon as I turned the TV on this morning, they were talking about a fire in downtown Toronto. And I was my God. Do you ever see those when the hoses are going and you're watching the icicles hanging from the ladders and everything? It's horrible.
I don't know how these guys do it. I don't know how these guys do it because it's got to be really tough. Plus, if you're going to go get gas today, make sure you are wearing a glove before you put your hand on that pump. Otherwise, you're going to be leaving skin there. All right. We've got some questions and emails because it's been flooding in this week. And we'll get to those shortly. Plus, coming up this hour, we're going to have Andy Kapitakakis from LeaseBusters and a whole bunch of stuff. So bring up a coffee, take it with you, keep warm, and join us for the hour. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, we figured it out. This is Dave's Corner Garage. With me is Alan Gilman, of course, and it is an interesting thing to go on with. As far as if you do get stuck and your car is like, not going to work, give CAA a call for sure. And they are, they'll follow the app, and you'll get probably a pickup and a charge and a jump within about 10, 15 minutes. And we'll see. Okay, Al, you've got the first question that came in during the week. So I hand it over to you, buddy.
I do, you know, and talk about current information. I mean, Steve, you told me that your leasing company had called you and said, we want your car back. And you thought, Jesus, it's only 2 years old. And I got an email about an hour before the show and said, Al, can we talk? The leasing company called me. So talk about current information that's really hot. But the hottest guy in that answer department is Andy Kapitakakis. He's from LeaseBusters. Andy, how are you today?
We're going to have him. This is like it's brain cramp morning this morning. He's on later. He's on about another 5-10 minutes. We're going to go to the questions. Okay.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. It's okay. What are you drinking this morning? Is it the Crown Royal or what?
Well, you mentioned it. So I thought, what the heck? You
know? All right. Here's the question that came in.
Yes.
How important is getting your new, in brackets, used car checked by your own mechanic?
All right. It's super important. And, we got an email from someone, unfortunately, who bought a car. In fact, he bought it at a new car dealer, or a registered dealer anyways, I should say. But he was told that the car was good and there was really no issues with it. They provided him with a car proof report that showed the car was clean. Unfortunately, the car wasn't clean and it needed about $5,000 to fix.
Whoa.
So unfortunately, the guy was really ticked off. We are still waiting to hear back from our friends at Ombic to see if there's something they can do for him. And that is the key here. You know, you got to buy from a registered dealer. So at least there is some kind of comeback. There is a compensation fund and they're happy to help you out if that's the case. So as it happened, in this case here, this guy's car had been in an accident, which he didn't realize until afterwards. I guess he was driving it, and you know, when you get it home and it was washed, and he looked kind of closely and he saw that. In fact, I could tell you because I had my own car fixed a few weeks back, and for about 2-3 weeks, you could still smell the paint whenever you get in the morning. So it was pretty fresh. Now, in this case, the guy looked around and saw that there was some, you know, issues. Body panels weren't fitting properly. There was overspray, which is a quick indication of, you know, the fact that the car had been in a body shop. And at which point he took it to a body shop to have them carefully go over it. And they said, oh, yeah, this car has been fixed. And here's all the panels. I can show you this fender and this door and this thing over here. And at any rate, they said it would cost about $5,000 to fix it properly. So and in most cases, how the dealers work is that amount of damage that's been done on the vehicle comes off the value of the car. So in fact, here the guy had paid good money, but you know, do the math. I mean, take $5,000 off and that's what he would really should have paid. You ever run into this, Steve?
Yeah, I've seen it before where, you know, if somebody's bought a car, I remember my, my daughter a couple of years ago bought a car, a used one, not listening to Papa. And we brought it home, and the first thing I did was open up all the doors just to see. And you could see in one of the doors, because the car was red on the outside, however, the door inside was blue. And I thought, okay. And that's exactly what happened. They had repainted it, didn't quite do a clean job. And luckily, we had some protection through Ombic and through Walkaway, and we got it all cleared up. But you've got to be so careful. You know, we've been talking about this with Omvig for almost 7 years, yet it's still going on. So if you get into a situation like this, the website to reach out to Omvig is omvig.on.ca, and they will get on that. So if you've got any situations like that, if you're thinking about getting a car, well, maybe not this weekend, but during the week, and it's a used one, and I would do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Ministry of Transportation has been involved in this as well in the past. Well, first of all, if you want to go back to the Fred Flintstone times, there was no safety checks. And believe it or not, people were buying cars as is, where is. There was so much skullduggery. You like that? So for many, many years that they said, we got to get involved because cars were getting sold that were just junk. So there was initially, I guess it was back in the 60s, late 60s, when they started the safety standard certificate. But they kept them up until about 4 years ago, exactly the same rules. And of course, they didn't take into account all the new stuff that's on cars now. You've got airbags, you've got so many different kinds of things, navigation, things that were never covered in the original safety standard certificate. And if you're buying a car, you want to know that these things are all working. And as I say, the new rules are better, but you still want to take the car to your own mechanic. Someone that you do know and trust. And for example, like, let's say you even have to go to a strange town. You could go into a garage first and say, listen, I need a pre-flight inspection. Or if the guy says, what are you talking about? He says, well, if you were going to buy this car, I want you to look over it. You please tell me what it's going to cost, but I want to know that, you know, that you would buy this car and you'd be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, and if the person who's trying to sell you this car says, no, you can't take a mechanic, walk. Just get out of there.
Exactly.
Okay, we're not going to walk, but we're going to be back with Andy Kapadoukakis this time because there's some really interesting things happening in the leasing market that you want to find out more about. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Everything together. Sometimes. We'll be right
just
back.
Walk away, Renee.
Oh, very good. You're on the...
This is Dave's Corner Garage. My name is Alan Gelman, of course, and we've got Steve on the phone. He's normally the studio audience, but he's actually incorporated into the function of our garage. We're going to give him an apprentice certificate, I think. But one of our good guests that we've had on many, many times, the guy, and I got to tell you, this information is current. It couldn't be more important than it is right now. We've got Andy Kapadoukakis from Lease Busters. Andy, how are you?
Well, gentlemen, thank you very well.
And it's crazy what's going on. I mean, Steve and I were talking prior to the show about how he got a phone call from his leasing guy, said, hey, come on in. We've got to talk. I'm going to give you so much money for your car. And Steve's going, I've only had it for about a year and a half now. And I was the same way on Facebook Messenger this morning. An old friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, listen, they want my car back and I need to talk. What's going on, Andy?
Oh, the marketplace is an interesting one right now for automotive, to be honest with you. There's some dealers and some OEMs have vehicles available for clients, but some of the high-end brands don't have enough vehicles for their clientele, so they have to wait and order vehicles. And maybe some vehicles are going to take 6 to 9 months, maybe, if they get them this year.
Yeah, hopefully. And if you're telling you the truth, I mean, how many times have I heard people left a deposit and they're going, oh, they told me it was coming, but so far it ain't here. But some manufacturers do have vehicles, correct?
Some manufacturers do. Two that come to mind are Chrysler, Ram, Jeep dealers and BMW dealers.
Now, do they have just certain models or they have, you know, is production ramped right back up again as it was before?
No, I don't believe that production has ramped up as much as before. But do they have vehicles? Yes. Yes, they do, certainly. I think the Chrysler, Ram, Jeep dealers certainly have product. Some of the lots that I've seen from my clients, they're beaming. And BMW has a really good supply of vehicles across the board, from 3s, X3s, X2s, X1s, right up to the sevens.
All right. Well, Steve's chomping at the bit. He's got a question for you, Steve.
I'm not chomping. It's too cold to chomp.
that was chattering. Sorry.
Andy, we got some letters that came in, emails on Facebook. They asking, why are people holding on to their leases longer?
Well, they're holding on to their leases because they're going to some dealers and the dealers can't supply a new vehicle to them at a timely fashion. So they're hanging on to their vehicles even longer. And we're finding that out at our place, too, at leasebusters.com, that people are saying, hey, listen, I want to get rid of my lease. I'm going to call you guys, but I've gone to my dealer. My dealer can't supply me with a vehicle.
Yeah, so is it
you do have vehicles, right?
Yeah.
Andy?
we do have vehicles online. Actually, it's unprecedented how many vehicles we still have online. And a lot of the dealers actually are calling our clients, buying out their vehicles.
So they're shopping your website the same way anybody else would.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now. And sometimes it's unfair to the retail public because, I mean, you know, the retail public is looking for lease takeovers, true lease takeovers, right?
Right.
And they're becoming in a little bit shorter supply because of that.
You know, in listening to you, it almost sounds like when you buy a house, you get, you know, you get equity built into it. But it almost sounds like the trending that's happening with leasing is that if you have 2 or 3 years left to go on your lease, you're getting equity into your lease almost because they want to buy it out and give you more money. Is that sort of an analogy that you see?
That's the true word right there that you used, equity. Before, we used to use a couple of words called negative equity. But now the negative has dropped right out of it. And there's equity in a lot of these leases that are coming back for clients right now. And their vehicles are worth a little bit of money, if not a lot of money, because the residuals used, which is the buyout option at the end of your lease, were really, really conservative. They were at a very low, even 30, 35%, 40% of capitalized cost. So now that vehicle is worth probably coming back 50 to 55% of capitalized cost.
Wow, really? That high?
Yeah, some vehicles are higher than others. Yeah, absolutely. The demand for hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles, you know, is really high right now, and people want those vehicles. I mean, you know, I haven't gone out yet. It's a little too chilly for me this morning, but what is it, $145 a liter out there? Well, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, the gas prices. Downtown here, it's $1.479.
There you go. For a liter. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, leasebusters.com. If people want to find a vehicle, you just have to put in a little bit of information, whether you want to give up one or whether you want to find one. They got lots of help and lots of cars. Hey, Andy?
We do, sir. We do. We have lots of inventory, leasebusters.com.
All right. Okay, and we got to run, but thanks, Andy, for joining us. And if you've never done this before, by all means, just call them up. They have people will actually call you back. You got live people there. Got to go. We'll be back after the break, and we'll be talking to Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dave's Corner Garage on a crisp weekend here in the Big Smoke. And we couldn't have fluked it. Actually, most of the stuff is planned, but most of it is fluked. To have Jonathan Schlue on with us on a perfect weekend because there are going to be power outages going on and furnace issues. So, Al, hand it over to you.
Thank you very much. We've got Jonathan Schlue, as Steve said, on the line. You know, we were talking before and about what we're going to talk about today, and Jonathan had he sent me an email with a challenge for our listeners, and I'm going to stop talking and let him talk about it. I'm still freezing just reading it. John?
Good morning. It's Jonathan with Car Generator. So here's a challenge, because a lot of people, you know, we really take electricity for granted. You go to the water tap and open it up and the water comes out, or you just walk into a room and switch on the light and the light comes on. But here's a challenge. I said, if you want to see how it is in a power outage, go downstairs in your house and switch off the main power and see how quickly you feel the cold in your house, especially on a day like today where it's -20 or -25 outside. It's crazy.
Once it gets below minus 10, who cares? Really?
Basically, anything that's below, you know, that's cold outside. It's just amazing how quickly your house gets cold. And we all take it for granted. We think it's great. But why I say this is because it really drives home the point of when the power goes out, you know, the most important thing to be able to run is your gas or oil furnace. If you can keep that running, you know, you can order in food, you can cook on the barbecue, you can use flashlights, you can do all kinds of things. You know, don't overcomplicate things. But the most important thing is to be able to keep your gas or oil furnace running and keep your whole house warm. And that's 100% what Car Generator does perfectly. We've been in market for 7 years now. Being on Dragon's Den, got a deal with two dragons for $100,000, and it's just a very simple way to keep your home furnace running. So grab your computer or your phone right now, and because this is radio and you can't see it, we put a video up for you on cargenerator.com. Go to www.cargenerator.com and click on the Dave's Corner Garage logo. And then you'll be able to see on there, if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see what we're talking about. It's a car generator and our home integration kit. So there's a video on there you can watch that we shot in Toronto just this week in East York in Toronto. A very simple lady that has a Subaru vehicle, and we just show how easy it is. The power goes out, you plug it in and switch over four switches, and how simple and easy it is to do this. So the other thing I should mention is if you've ever thought about getting a car generator, do it right now while we're talking. Actually, go on that website and grab the deal. We have 7 units left. We got a couple of units. We got a number of stock last year, and we have 7 units left at that special price. And when they're gone, they're gone. So it's $9.95 for a car generator and home integration kit. And basically, that's everything you need to backup power your house. Very simple. It's a little box that gets installed beside your electrical panel and a car generator. And that cost is $1,000 as opposed to $10,000 it would cost to have a big motor on your lawn and all that. So,
Jonathan, we got an interesting email. You got one as well. As cold as it is, people do outside camping in this kind of weather. Tell us quickly what you got with the guy with the Airstream.
Yeah, sure. So actually, part of my job, I love it, I get to do some extreme weather testing. So this week I
actually... You're nuts. You're crazy, man.
I stayed overnight in our Airstream trailer. It was minus 25 outside. I actually clocked it to do some testing with car generator to make sure that it works in the cold, and it works perfectly in the cold. Not surprising, but it was a good excuse for me to go and try it out anyway. So, car generator works great in the cold, which is important because a lot of the big motor generators, there's issues with those where they don't start or there's not oil or you got to do maintenance because, you know, those things are really, that's the key is that you need to maintain them. You need to have gas, you need to oil, you need to make sure they start, you know, and it's interesting. This week, we actually got, the last couple of weeks, we got an interesting story from a customer that had a hip replacement, Gary and Shirley. And they sent us a really nice note, and it says, mm-hmm. Thanks, Jonathan, for the car generator. It sure was a lifesaver recently, especially when my wife was recently recovering at home from a total hip replacement. The power went out, and we had power from the car generator for the recliner chair for her comfort, plus the hookup for the gas furnace to stay warm and have home comfort. Many thanks again, Gary and Shirley. So who would have thunk it? I mean, car generator actually runs a recliner chair. You can use it for oxygen machines. You can use it for CPAP machines. There's so many different things you can use for, as well as, of course, running your home furnace.
You know, so, it's interesting you were talking about the with the Airstream. And also with this couple you were just talking to, but I've got friends who they have sleep apnea machines, and if that power goes out, you're in deep trouble. So there are so many different applications. Al, you wanted to jump in there? Sorry, I stepped on you there.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just talking about, you know, we're talking about current, like what's going on right now. I mean, if the power goes out, because I saw this 10 years ago when we had the big blackout where all of a sudden friends were calling each other or relatives were calling and going, do you have power? Do you have power? That worked back then, but right now, do you want 5 strangers moving into your house because of COVID? I really don't think so. So that's why this shows you how important a car generator actually really is right now. Right now!
If you go to cargenerator.com, as Jonathan was saying, it's easy. Take advantage of this one-time deal. I don't feel that we're pushing it, but this is a really important thing for an emergency. It can help save your family and keep everything warm. And you'll see on cargenerator.com the Dave's Corner Garage logo. Hit it, and the rest is a story that you can just see for yourself when you get some time.
So I could say one of the things that people look at is the generators that are on the lawn, the big ones, the Generacs. So that's the best, the top of the line you can get. It's about $12,000. And if you have unlimited money and space for a big motor box on your front lawn, then that's the ultimate solution because, Of course, when the power goes out, you can just, you know, within 30 seconds, you can bake a cake, you can sit in your hot tub, you can run laundry, you can, you know, host a party, do everything else. But a lot of people just don't want that. They you know, when the power goes out, they're not looking, you know, to continue and to run all those things and run laundry and bake a cake. Really, they just want to make sure the house stays warm. So it's $1,000. That's really less than 10% of what it would cost to buy a full whole house generator. And it works very, very similar in the same way, except it uses your car motor. And there's a very simple way that it feeds right into your electrical panel. You can see that on...
And, Jonathan, when yeah. the person just wrote in right now on Facebook saying the cool thing that he likes about it, he bought one a few weeks ago, is that, I mean, it's the other generator is a great piece of apparatus as well, it's like buying a snowblower. You know, you lay out like 3 or 4K, and chances are you're going to use it maybe twice or three times in the year. Yeah. Where this thing is portable, it's under a grand for this special this weekend only. And it's so convenient. You just put it in the back of your trunk and away you go.
Really, and it'll work just as well, you know, now as it will 5 years from now. There's no worries about changing oil and all those kinds of things. We've gotten some email questions in, and I don't know if Steve or Al, if you have any of those questions, but we've got email questions from people. But so we can go through those too, I guess.
Well, here's one here that just came in from Al. You got the one from Collingwood, right? Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Go ahead.
Martin from Collingwood wrote in, and he said, I like the concept of car generator, but how do I connect it to my house, and what can I run with it? John?
So that's a really great question, and that's where the combination, the magic combination that we figured out is car generator and the home integration kit, which is what the special is that we have on the website. We have 7 of them left at this price. And basically, it's a very simple 4-circuit transfer switch. It gets mounted by an electrician, and we can help you find an electrician if you need. It gets mounted beside your electrical panel, and when the power goes out, you start your car, you plug in one plug on the outside of your house, and you switch 4 switches. One could be for furnace, one could be for TV and internet, the other could be for your fridge or freezers, and it's that simple. And you can run for 50 to 70 hours. The only thing you need to do is before a storm comes in, which we're having a big one this Monday, of course, I think it's Sunday and Monday, just go and fill up your gas tank, and then you're ready.
Okay, let me squeeze in one more question here. This is a guy from Brian from Guelph, the Griffins. Mm-hmm. He's got a 2018 Ram 1500 pickup truck, and he asks, how much power will I get from the car generator, and how can I know more accurately?
So that's a great technical question and a really easy answer. If you call your vehicle dealer, like your Dodge Ram dealer, and you talk to the parts department, give them your phone number or your vehicle ID, your VIN number, the parts department will tell you how much your alternator is rated at. So if it's rated at, say, for an example, 160 amps, you divide that in half because it's at idle, you reduce it a little bit, and then multiply it by 12 volts. So take what the parts department tell you for amps, divide it in half and multiply it by 12, and that will tell you how many watts you could pull out of your car. And that's a really simple way that you know. And most furnaces are around 300, 400 watts. Fridges are 100 to 200 watts. So it's a really simple thing. And, you know, it's interesting because as a guy, I'll admit one of my downfalls is that I often try to overthink things. And you don't need to overthink this. Like, a lot of people get stuck trying to think, do we need a big one, a small one? Just order the 1,000-watt all-weather. We have a 2-year upgrade policy. You can upgrade to a bigger one if you need it. The 6-month money-back guarantee, honestly, there's no risk. So
all right, John, where do they go to find it? One more time.
www.cargenerator.com, or you can call us, 800-750-4660, and watch the video we just shot this week. It's pretty cool. It's 1 or 2 minutes, and it'll show you everything really easily.
Exactly. Actually, just one last thing here. I just got a text from a listener who's heading down to Buffalo for the Bills game tonight. He's got a car generator, and he's going to use it to keep the TV on, because if they can't get into the game, or if they're not sober enough to get into the game, they're going to watch it. They're going to watch it on the back of his F-150. So there you go. Who'd have thought?
I love it.
So cargenerator.com. Look for the Dave's Corner Garage logo. This offer is only on for this weekend. So do that and save yourself some money and keep warm. Jonathan, take care of yourself. Watch your Airstream, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks, okay?
Okay, cheers. Stay warm, everyone.
All right. Coming up next, we've got Joey Gagne from Abrams Towing to clarify how this pilot towing project is going on. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. You know, you're driving down the 401 and all of a sudden you hit you don't even see what it is. It looks like a 2x4. You hit it, you take out a tire. What do I do? Well, we've got Joey Gagne from Abrams Towing on the phone with us. How are you, Joey?
Hey, how are you today, guys?
Pretty good. So I'm on the 401 eastbound. I hit a 2x4. I got a flat. What do I do?
You call the MTO tow zone number, which is 511.
Okay, and so they're going to send somebody, I can trust. What's going to happen?
Yeah, they've got some tow operators that they've vetted and contracted to provide rapid response, and if you call the 511 number, it gets you right through to their comm center.
Now, question, if I have CAA, for example, you know, I don't necessarily need a tow. Maybe I just ran out of gas or maybe just I got a flat that needs changing. Will the CAA take care of that?
Yeah, the CAA, you can still call your roadside. They still will go through the comm center, the MTO comm center, so that they make sure that you're in a safe spot just in case CAA can't get there as quickly as the tow zone operator. But, there's still an opportunity for you to use your roadside.
And how will I know, you know, that the guy who's showing up is a good guy rather than one of the bad guys?
Well, if you call the 511, they'll identify who they're sending for you. And they'll also, the trucks have identifiers, stickers or signs on them, say tow zone pilot.
Oh, cool. All right, Steve?
Joey, we've had a few people write in on to the show because we posted it on Facebook that of the map that the MTO put out with different color codes. It's confusing a lot of people. So in your estimation, is it the easiest for people to find out where they're stuck, the area they should be calling in from, just by using 511? Is that the best route?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I mean, the tow zone pilot covers most of the GTA, but there is areas that it doesn't cover. So, you know, the best thing to do is call the 511. They'll direct you in to the right people.
Now, question: right. Do they have their own locating way of doing that? Like, will they know where that exactly that phone call came from? Let's say you're not familiar with the area, so you don't know, you know, how far where you are from the next interchange. How do they do that?
Good question. I don't know, to be honest with you. They have cameras, so they can see if you give them an area. They can check and see on the cameras. But cameras don't cover every single spot. They cover, you know, wide swaths of the highway, but you know, there are gaps in it, and but they should be able to tell. And if you can give them an exit number, the last exit you passed or the last intersection you passed, usually they can identify where you are.
All right. Now, let's say, for example, I'm in the left lane when I feel the car slowing down. Can I pull into that shoulder, or where's the best way to go?
Well, you always want to make sure you get into the safest area you can, right? So, obviously, you know, you preferably you're always the safest spot is the widest shoulder, or you know, if you can get it off the highway. But you know, if you're on a left lane, you're considered to be in an unsafe spot. So that's you call the 511, they'll get you a tow operator immediately.
Super.
Hey, Joey, just to switch gears for just a second, that's car talk, I guess, switching gears over there, and a very weak one, people have been writing in about your auctions. Have you got one coming up fairly soon?
Yeah, we have one in 2 weeks. We've got an auction coming, I think it's the 23rd. We just had one last week, and we did very well. We had lots of product. I think we had 20 different cars, and we had a lot. Well, actually, we had a number of people actually selling their own car through our auction as well. We do consignment as well, so we had quite a bit of activity. It was one of our better auctions, and it's been very hot for car sales, as everybody knows.
Oh, that's great.
Our car,
so if people want to find out more about besides 511 and the Pilot Towing Project to get into the auctions, what's the website they can go to?
They can go to our auction at either abrams.ca or abramsauction.ca.
All right. Well, listen, stay warm. I know you're going to be really busy, especially today with this cold weather, so we appreciate you joining us. So it's abrams.ca, and if you get stuck on the side of the road, it's 511 is the number you call. Joey, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Stay safe, guys.
You too. All right. Alex, it's amazing, you know, like what's going on right now. Like our condo is downtown, and we're looking at the garden. I'm looking at the garden right now, and there are two cars that look like a tow. And they needed a tow. And there was literally within 10 minutes, CAA came by and picked it up. So the start, you know, hitting 511 is probably the easiest thing to do.
Exactly. It's, you know, and I've seen signs on the highway, as a matter of fact. If you can't remember 511, you will see it. And if you forget everything, you can always hit *OPP, and they will give you that same information as well.
Yeah, and the great thing about 511 is that it's going to go to the MTO, and then they designate, with this pilot project going on for towing, the area that you should get a reputable towing company come up. And that's the easiest way to save yourself. So take care of that. It's abrams.ca, and we'll be back right now after this with some questions that we have had from you guys, and we'll try and give you some answers. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Just a couple of reminders. I mean, things that we tend to forget when it gets this cold this quickly. If you're going out, make sure you try and keep your gas tank at least half full, at least that. And be careful. Make sure you got a glove on when you're filling up the car. Al, we often see people with the grills with cardboard in front of them. Is, you know, does that save on gas? And does it save on any wear and tear on your car?
I guess it would save on gas, but I think the priority there is just to sort of keep that cold weather off the rad and letting the engine warm up to temperature. If you do, you know, so two things here. You do want better gas mileage, so the engine is more economical or operates more economically when it's at temperature. That's where it's at normal rather than you see the needle buried down at the C on the gauge. And you want it to have more heat in the car, obviously, because it's so friggin' cold out there.
Go ahead. Sorry, dear.
So you want, the warmer the engine is, because the engine, a lot of people don't realize this, but the heat source in your car for the heater actually is the coolant from the radiator. So you want to bring that radiator up to temperature as quickly as you possibly can. Steve?
What about things like, you know, tire pressure? I've heard that you should maybe take a little bit of air out or put a little bit more air in. What do you recommend?
Well,
hey, don't throw me underneath the bus right now, buddy, because I can reach over and get you. Come on.
Well, a lot of times people will complain because as soon as the cold weather comes, you know, their tire pressure light comes on. Please don't ignore that light. You know, do a walk around and see that you don't have a flat tire. You don't want to be doing it today. Today, I would just say to heck with it and call an Uber. But if your tire light is on, go by a gas station or someplace where they got a compressor and make sure that your tires aren't flat. I can tell you, I've seen lots of people drive in with tires that only had 5 or 10 pounds in them. They were still driving.
Really?
But unfortunately, they were doing big damage to the tire, and it'll destroy itself pretty quick, especially if you're on the highway.
You know, and for, like, use our car as an example, it's the second car is hardly driven. So if you're not moving that car around, you get, like, flat spots, right? And you're losing some air. So you should keep it. What's your typically the pressure point on the tire?
Well, there's always, if you're not sure, by all means, just open the door and there's a sticker there and it'll say recommended tire pressure. So that's the one you use. But for, let's say your car got painted and the sticker's not there or you just can't see, just shoot for 30 pounds. You can't go wrong with that.
I would just love that the gas station stopped charging you for putting air in your tires.
You know what? There is a reason, believe it or not. Well, let's back up here. You see, in the old days, when you used to go to a gas station, it was a repair facility, right? Well, repair facilities used power tools, and those power tools were energized by the air compressor that they had in the shop. So to put an extra line outside for someone to put air in it was no big deal because they were generating all that air to begin with. Well, now you're going to a self-serve station. You're not going to a repair facility. So they haven't got a compressor there. So that's one of the reasons why they had to start charging for it, because it wasn't an extra. This was something they had to buy and supply and put in. But yeah, when it's starting to charge $2 for air, I think that's a little exorbitant.
Come on. I mean, really. I mean, look at the shares in Esso, because they're going up. I mean, it's just it's a bone of contention with me, and I'll leave it right there. Okay, you've got a question that came in via email. Fire away.
I will. All right. So, Dave and Al, due to COVID, my hours at work have been cut substantially. It doesn't say here, but I'm guessing he's probably a restaurant worker. Needless to say, I'm on a limited budget. However, I'm hearing some bad noises from the front end of my car when I go around corners. I did take it in, and I've been told that I need a drive shaft. As well, the shop said I also need some more work. But my funds are limited. What do I do here? I need the car to get around. But again, you know, I'm sort of in a quandary. Well, what the answer here is this: when the car goes in, of course, you're going to see a mechanic who you want an honest opinion, and you're hopefully going to get one. But you have to understand that they're also on a commission basis in a lot of cases. So the mechanic is going to look around to find as much work as he possibly can. And not to say that you don't need this other work, but you may be able to space it out, okay? So you're in a situation where you want the worst thing fixed first. So in this case, you'd have to get the drive shaft. But if he told you, for example, that you need brakes or you need tires, you're welcome to say, I appreciate what you're saying, okay? But tell me, how much brakes are actually left? In other words, could I drive it perhaps maybe another month or two or three and then bring it in? At that point, you know, I'll have paid off my credit card. So those are questions you're welcome to ask. And keep in mind, too, if your car is drivable and, you know, it's just a random place that you pick, go to another mechanic. Get a second opinion. I've seen it lots of times where people were told they needed work, and it was somebody just was a little bit too aggressive, and we were able to save them some money. Steve?
Well, you're looking at so many situations now with this cold weather coming up today. Like, what do you expect when you go back to the shop on Monday? Do you expect people coming in with what would be the number one problem they had over the weekend besides not being able to start their car going?
You see, well, ding, 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 you won the prize. Yeah, that's what it's going to be primarily. You know, I push the button or I turn the key and it wouldn't start. Yeah. Or in, you know, especially in this weather, I tried to turn the key. I couldn't even get into my car. So that happens as well.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier, you know, people were driving around with a low tire. Of course, as the temperature drops, the pressure drops. You take a corner too quickly, it pulls off the bead. Or, you know, what's coming on Monday anyway, Steve, we're getting a little bit of the schnee there, eh?
Again, if they're right. You know, it's also with the with coming up, too, is you know, your batteries. You're going to find out how strong your battery is. So hopefully everybody takes
or not.
Be safe with that. And we want to remind you about the deal that's going on for this weekend only with keeping your house safe with a car generator with Jonathan Schlue. You can just easily go to cargenerator.com and look for the Dave's Corner Garage logo on it, and you will save a lot of money for something that you will need, especially if you get cold weather like this or a storm coming on Monday. So be safe, everybody. We hope that Dave is back, if not next week, at the week after, as he recovers from COVID. And just everybody be safe, and we can get through this mess together safely, and we'll see you next week. Al, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Yeah, like Dave always says, keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down. And if you do break down, call CAA or 511. There you go. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Just a minute with Dave Reniger from Dave's Corner Garage.
I'm with Raymond Chan, and Raymond is with the CAA. And Raymond, you know what? If you have a traffic accident, the whole mess of tow trucks and all that stuff that goes on in the industry, there's a Bill of Rights actually the CAA has put out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the CAA created the Towing Bill of Rights back in the summer of 2018 because we wanted to make sure that motorists out there were well-educated should they be stuck at the side of the road, that they knew what their rights are if they required the services of a tow truck.
With all the problems in the towing industry, what's the best advice to give?
Well, make sure that you ask the right questions, make sure that you get a quote in writing, and that you understand what your rights are based on the Consumer Protection Act and the laws that are outlined there to protect consumers at the roadside.
And for more information?
You can get some more information on our website at towrights.ca.
You've been listening to Just a Minute. To hear more, go to our website, davescornergarage.com.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.